The Federated Department Store chain is buying rival May Company in a deal that unites some of the most celebrated names in American retailing. The merger is valued at between $10 and $11 billion. After weeks of on and off negotiations, news reports say the boards of the two companies approved the acquisition over the weekend. A formal announcement is expected today. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The merger of Federated and May would combine department store chains Macy's, Bloomingdale's, Lord & Taylor, Marshall Field's, and Filene's under a single corporate roof. The combined company would have about 1,000 stores and nearly $30 billion in annual sales. Kurt Barnard, president of Barnard's Retail Consulting Group, says acquiring May would give Federated more leverage in dealing with suppliers, landlords, and advertising outlets.
The orders will be larger, and they will have more clout in terms of pricing negotiations.
Price reportedly was a sticking point in the protracted merger negotiations. The two companies had considered merging back in 2002. Talks intensified last month after May's chief executive resigned. But it still took several more weeks before the two companies could come to terms. Barnard says the acquisition is a chance for Federated to build on its upscale Macy's stores, while also reaching out to more price-conscious mid-market shoppers.
Federated gains a new customer base that Federated has not ever had before. It's the consumer that ordinarily shops at Kohl's, Target, Walmart, even Kmart. Now suddenly these people will be attracted to many of the Federated stores.
A combination of the country's two biggest department store chains is sure to attract some scrutiny from antitrust regulators. But analysts say Federated, based in Cincinnati, and May, headquartered in St. Louis, are direct competitors in fewer than 100 shopping malls. What's more, department stores in general have been losing market share to discounters and specialty retailers. Barnard says those predicting the demise of the department store may be jumping the gun, though.
One of the reasons why the department stores are in such a difficult time is because young people have gradually abandoned the department store. And what we are seeing now is that companies such as Federated are reviving the spirit of the department store by making them more attractive to young people, and young people are beginning to respond. So I think this acquisition of the May Company by Federated is likely to be a kind of a watershed moment.
Barnard sees the acquisition as a lifeline for the May Company. Its stock has risen more than 20% since news of the possible merger broke last month. Barnard says the May Company had been struggling with a lack of strategy and a lack of leadership. Federated, on the other hand, is led by Terry Lundgren, who's been described as a retail innovator.
Federated is in the very fortunate position today of having an extraordinary management team headed by Terry Lundgren, who is imaginative, thinks out of the box, is aggressive, and above all is a top-notch merchant.
Both companies have venerable histories. David May launched his first store in 1877, while Federated's Macy's opened its doors 20 years earlier. Nearly a century and a half after that Macy's milestone, the two old retailers are poised for their biggest sale. Scott Horsley, NPR News.